Okay, so here we go. Welcome to Moments with My Beth. Welcome to a new day, a new play together. Yeah, I think we'll put this on the recorder since I've said it like 5 times already. Going forward, after Moments with Mary Beth, anybody that would like to spend extra time in the home, downstairs in front of the mural, in the studio, outside, is welcome to stay in this energy as long as they want, to integrate as much as they want. There's no pressure to leave the place. When I feel like I'm done, I will go. If I feel like hanging out, I'll hang out with you. But just to let you know that there's no... Just want to extend the time that's available here, because I really get what the energy here can do. Second piece is I'm starting to offer, we'll call them energetic healing sessions, energy sessions, top-up sessions, whatever you want to call it. Saturdays, we'll do a Saturday session. Just sending energy to you, so it's not a need to come here, although if people wanted to, that might be something we could work out at some point. But it's more to give a... It's more to give a top-up of energy as we walk through our week. To just really keep our cups full, because there's so much going on right now. So I feel like, Kate, that you need to speak. Would you like to speak?
I'll try to speak.
Yeah.
I've had quite a challenging time. I think it was probably around the weekend that I had a meltdown, which I don't often. It was actually, it was quite strange because it was a book that I was reading that really set it all off in me. It was like quite a dark book about very dysfunctional middle upper class family, which kind of matches mine. The issues weren't the same, but it brought up the same kind of feelings. And it wasn't like I was like needing to blame anyone, but it was just... I just got a very clear understanding of how dysfunctional my early life has been and how I've brought that with me and how that's with me even still. And that I had a night when I didn't sleep and I just had like memories sort of like, you know, coming in, and it wasn't very pleasant because like my childhood was like about pushing everything down as hard as you possibly could, so you didn't feel and you were very, very numb. And then after that I was just like, whoa, you know, I don't really know where I am. And that's kind of how I feel, like I really feel like I'm in flux and I don't really know where I am. And that's kind of reflecting in me, and that I don't know, I like to have like a lot of directions and like, you know, and I feel like I enjoy my writing, but that I don't know what else. So I'm in that unknown bit again.
Yeah, so I almost want to apologize for the smile and the clap.
You're smiling at me.
I'm really sorry for that. It's like, oh, there's so much joy in my face as you're speaking.
Like, what? Is she not hearing me?
I'm hearing you. I'm really, really, truly hearing you. And my body wanted to clap, but I knew that was so not appropriate in the moment. Oh, do you see the tears? Yeah, wow. Congratulations.
Really?
Congratulations. Huge, huge, huge. So you have seen clearly. It's like what I was being shown. It's like when we die, physically transition, and you see all of the pieces of the life. You were just shown in clarity the dysfunction. Which, when you get it, when you get what that means and where that's taking you, you're not going to be of that dysfunction anymore. When you can see it the way you just saw it, it's unraveling. Mm. It's showing you itself, and you can start to make absolutely different choices from that point. Not like you need to do anything. You don't need to do anything with this. This process, the way that you're showing me it, is in motion. And it's just happening. Mm. When there are things to do, you'll know what to do. Mm. Yes, you're in flux. Mm. Because yes, there's a lot that's going to be rewritten in your structure from what you just allowed to happen there. But wow, is there a joy. Like, wow, is there a joy in that? That is going to be such a heavy piece that you've been holding that you're going to suddenly not be holding.
Well, it's great to hear because I felt like a real failure.
No, it's huge. It was a huge success what you did. Huge success. Could not have done it better. We have to go through it. We have to see it. You saw it. You were with it. But the words that you see clearly, the dysfunction. When you're blind to something, you're engaged in it. When it comes up, it's part of you. You go with the flow of it. Choice starts to come in. You know, we're always told, you know, you've created your life, you have choice. We don't have choice when we don't see the mechanisms, when we don't see the structure, and it's just part of us. And when it gets triggered, we're just in it. We don't have choices in those moments. The best choice we can have is to, you know, we learn to not do something externally with that feeling, and we learn that it's going to go away and I'll be able to make a better choice later. That's the best we can get to it. You're stepping into a space where when something starts, when something would have triggered you, from this moment forward, and I'm planting this deliberately, from this moment forward, you're going to have a choice when that comes up. And it's going to feel like a choice for a while, silly as it sounds, because you think, oh, when we get it, we wouldn't make that choice. But I made that choice a couple times to go back in again, so I'm guessing other people do too. You'll feel it as a choice. You'll feel it as, oh, this is that old pattern. And there's a part of you that's so comfortable with that old pattern that you might choose to go into that old dysfunction again. No big deal if you do. Not at all big deal if you do. Because once it's become a choice, it will stay a choice. And there will be times when you're in a place where you say, actually, I'd like to experience something new.
God, that's what I'm getting so much at the moment, that I want to experience something new. Even going to the exercise class today, I was like, oh God, this is like, I just want something new.
So know that you're calling for new. And know that the way that new comes to us, real new comes to us, not in a circle where we come back and end up the same place we were before, because you can change. And come back 5 years later and say, yep, here again. I'll tell you a story about that if you like. But new as in spiral, as in the next time you come to that same energy, you see that you're not in the same place that you were before. You have actually done a spiral and you're actually a new being and you actually have new ways you can choose from that. That's the transition that we're in right now. We are growing. We are going through this. I don't believe we can be in a circle anymore. It might be possible, but for those of us here, it's not possible. You wouldn't be here. Yeah, it's changing. Keep calling for the new. Keep calling for the new. And know that as these come up, like this you called for. You cannot step into the new that you're calling for while you're holding on to that baggage.
Yeah.
They don't vibrate together. Yeah. They don't resonate together. You're not going to be able to step into what you want until you actually see it for what it is and actually say, I don't want that anymore. In some ways it's that simple, but I'll be honest, you have to say that quite a few times. It will keep coming up. It gets easier and easier to say, no, thank you. And then there comes a moment where it's gone and it does not show its face the same way that it used to. And you really do have new opportunities on the buffet table. That have been there all along, you just weren't able to see them because we're so focused on the...
Yeah.
What we're used to focusing on.
You feel much better about that then.
Please feel better about it. And something like that, if it comes up during the week, you don't have to wait a week to come talk. Just give me a call. Because my, I can feel that so, and if I know you feel me, I know, and I know you saw the smile that I really tried to not do. I didn't make it a big grin. I was so aware of how inappropriate I am sometimes.
That is fine.
It is fine. It's really not inappropriate. But you needed to be able to speak what you needed to speak as well. But you immediately went into that laugh with me afterwards. And that laugh is what breaks it up. That laugh is what breaks that energy more and allows it to shift and shake. Mm. There isn't an energy on this earth plane that we can hold that laughter can't undo. It is the most powerful tool that there is. Or one of the most. I mean, it's right up there. There's nothing that it can't break. So you can tell when you don't really want to break something because your body won't let you laugh. But you're ready. I say congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Always. So anything that happens to us, because of where we are, because of what we're doing, anything that happens to us from this moment forward and past moments as well, but sometimes we know it, sometimes we don't, everything that happens to us is for our personal benefit. It's for our personal delight. That's it. It's the only reason for it. And the reason it doesn't feel like that in the moment is because we're holding on stuff that isn't actually for our delight. And it's just trying to show us that there's actually something there and we just have to let go of what we're holding on to or what we're looking at. I mean, you simply can look at it as that buffet table. And if our eyes are really focused on this piece because we really don't like this piece, we're not seeing all of the other options that are actually on the table right now for us. Mm. And my heart's singing for you.
Oh.
It's singing for you. Feels really good. And it's okay if there are more moments where you're not at that point where you're feeling where I'm taking you. Just reach out. Just reach out. You got it. Sometimes we just need reminders that we've got it, but you do. And this is what's possible in this lifetime. Like, we can clear through so much, really clear through so much in this lifetime. Things that we've held, things that our family lineage has held, things that mass consciousness has held. We have this ability right now to really transmute, transform all energy. And our space becomes one of absolute beauty and radiance. And joy. I feel like there's more questions. Something more that wants to be said. Is that you, Emma? Am I putting you on the spot? Sorry, that's where I saw it coming from.
Well, I guess I'm really connected to that. Just as in, just not to do with my family, but having just wave upon wave of corruption, dysfunction, and more and more gets shown to me. And every time I sort of go find myself within it or come back to my center or something, another piece comes in and it's like I sort of know what to do, but I'm just finding it quite hard to stay in my lane because I'm just energetically, actually, it's really an energetics, and also just one part of me that's sort of the justice side of it gets pulled into like thing, like the drama, and then I'm like having this conversation with myself about, okay, so I don't think in terms of it's no point, what is the best thing for me to do under the circumstances with the information I have access to, and where's my kind of responsibility within this? And I have been in this situation before, and it was probably
No, it wasn't worse. I mean, this, yeah, it's pretty serious. So, yeah, and I know on a intuitive level that actually letting it get on with it is like, and me getting on with my thing and just accepting there's different agendas and that these things we can coexist. And yeah, it's just, I think it's more the stamina that I'm trying to find to do it, you know, because you can like do it once, or I can do it a couple of times, but it's like, you know, just, I think it's this sort of just trying to find the actual energetic stamina to stay with my focus there. Yeah. And I mean, I've moved into this where there's the guy underneath me plays the, bless him, he's got like Alzheimer's, he plays his, he has his TV on all day at full volume, so like, you know, and then he was having this kind of coughing fit this morning, I thought he was going to die, so okay, I went running down to go, like, so I don't have like a lot of grounding even underneath me, you know, actually even in my living space, though I felt very much that I'm meant to be there, which is interesting as well, so it's not like,
yeah,
my ideal home, but somehow I know I'm meant to be there. So there's all this stuff, and sometimes I just feel like curling up in the corner of the room.
I'm done.
Waiting till it all goes away.
Like, sometimes that's the best thing to do.
Sometimes I do that. I'm saying it like I haven't done it over the last week ago. Yeah, so you know, it's and it's good, I do listen to it, really helps me to listen to your recordings, because it just gets me back into that joy, and I think it's almost like the dissonance between how light that is and how dark that is, and you know, just like that, I don't have to somehow be part of both, and it's like letting go of some sense of responsibility in that arena and actually just wholeheartedly getting myself into that. I just haven't quite figured out how to do that. Like, you know.
So how did it feel to you to just say that? Because what I would, one of the big things I would say is go back and listen to this and hear what you just said.
Okay.
So when you were speaking, are you aware when you were speaking, did that feel in your integrity? Did that feel like your truth?
Yeah.
So yeah. So there's not much more for me to say, because you got it and you're doing it. And you
will it ever end?
Yes, it will.
I just, it's just like, so there, I feel
there's,
like
there's a platform in particular that you're reaching for. So sometimes when we go through growth, we can do it linearly and we can take a step at a time and we can take our baby steps. I really like to do it that way, where I take a baby step and then I know I'm good and then I can take the next step. That's my favorite way of doing it. But there are some platforms that don't work that way, that you literally, you keep striving for them and you have a glimpse of what you're looking for, you really do, because you know what you're trying to reach, but there's no baby steps along the way. It's until you can hold that vibration and be lifted to that point and be stable on that point, you go as far as you can go and you drop every time. And it feels like it's not working and it feels like it's going to never end, and it's one of those things that when it happens, it just happens, it's quick. And it's funny because the mental mind goes into, oh, that was so easy, it just happened overnight. It's like, and then you think, yeah, but I just spent 10 years trying to do that, right? It's not really overnight when you look at all the work. But the happening of it happens overnight. So it feels to me like, you know, there's a part of you that knows what you're reaching for. There's a level of what I'll call consciousness or awareness that you know you want to be on. And it's one of those things where, yeah, as you do start to get higher and closer to that, the difficulty, the noisiness, the incompatibility of that lower vibration really hits in ways that like you knew you could have been comfortable in situations like that before, and that now all of a sudden it's like they're not okay anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's because you've grown so far away from it that things do become, they're not compatible.
It's also like the more I get into that space of joy, the more I can see, and the more actually, in a way, the darker it sort of gets. Mm-hmm. And it would be different if I could just even be free from it, but it's still coming at me from different directions, like communications and stuff like that. So I'm just, as soon as I feel strong within it, I do feel a bit slightly. But then again, because of the clarity, I'm also a bit, oh, look at that. And I'm not, whereas when before I'd have like taken a bait. So there's all this kind of baiting kind of stuff happening. And then I'm thinking, okay, I don't quite know how to handle it because I'm trying to find an elegant way of doing it, which I haven't done in the past, instead of just ignoring stuff as well. So I have to kind of stick with it for very practical reasons and take some kind of steps that I don't know how to be like that, because I'm usually just kind of go off in a flounce or something like that. And I just think, okay, I can't be like that now. I need to out in a really, some kind of way I don't know how, and somehow also not be sort of impacted so much by it, and stay in that focus of joy, which I know is really effortless. I just want to have a bit more fun, but it's not much fun right now.
She says laughing.
It's fun being here with you.
Okay, so notice you said a couple times in there that when something new hits, you are able to get your stability and your clarity, and then maybe immediately something hits again.
Mm.
But notice the timing.
Yeah.
Notice the timing, that what you're being given in this experience is in perfect timing for you to walk through this as quickly as you can. Okay? Because it's not giving you a lot of time in between.
Mm.
You have absolute control over the timing down here.
Okay.
You are in control because you're the one that's calling for this change.
Okay.
So if it's really too much, when you understand that you have control, and then when you're given the reins or the brakes or the gas pedal, you get to choose how fast or how slow you go through it. So when it's too much on this earth plane to deal with all of it, you put the brakes on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The way I put the brakes on is I tell my higher self, it's too much, I can't deal with this. I still want to go through it, but it needs to slow down because there's too much to deal with down here.
I just want it to be over, though. I want it to be over, and I keep thinking it's over, and then I find it kind of like demoralizing when another bit of it comes. So I'm probably trying to speed the whole thing up.
You are going through it as fast as you can. Is what I would say from the information that you're giving me. So what you're calling for is, I want it to be over as soon as we can get it over, and all of the universe that is looking to delight you and please you is saying, okay, we'll do it as fast as you can handle it down here.
Okay.
It really helps me
to remember when you said it's all part of it and we never get more than we, and I just, that always really helps me. I just think, oh yeah, it really helps me relax my body.
Yeah, think, well, yeah, because okay, it's actually okay. It is all okay.
Yeah.
I know that what you're doing is all okay. You cannot do this wrong. And you can go as fast as you want through it. Because really, you're not being pushed beyond what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You actually are able to do it. And you're actually able to hold this observer piece as well while you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're noticing that you're able to weave things differently. You're noticing that you're able to say, okay, I don't want to do it in an old way, and I get it, it's the same energy, and you're reaching for the who do I want to be.
Yeah.
Again, it's amazing, amazing work that you're doing. You're perfect right where you are. And you can slow it down if you want to. No, there's no gold stars for doing it quicker. It's just what feels right to you. It's really you. It's your integrity. It's what makes you the happiest. And sometimes going through things really quickly and just being done with it because we want to... The part of us that knows what we're doing, that knows the platform that we're looking to hit, knows what's going to be on that buffet table at that new platform. It's like, I just want to get there now. And then you can do it that way. There's not a right and a wrong. Mm. We're all going through this transition. We're all moving. And it doesn't matter how fast or slow we go. And I'm going to just open this back up a little bit because I'm warm. Mm. I'm not dressed. Beautiful work. And if you can, I'll give you the quote as I walked through my life with these things. And you might want to rewrite it into your own words, because this came from Baha'u'llah. Baha'u'llah, who is the second coming of Christ, who is the return of all of the prophets and all of the Zoroaster and Buddha and Muhammad and all of them. So Baha'u'llah is the one who came to unify all religions, all cultures, all everything. And his one of the statements is, "Nothing can befall my beloved save that which profiteth her." Hmm. From my connection with Jesus Yeshua, then going into Baha'u'llah and knowing that energy and knowing who that was, that statement worked for me because of my connection there. So if you can draw on that by how you're feeling it, you can take those words exactly. And if that doesn't do it at that level, still take that same concept of how beloved you are. And in that knowing, you're really seeding two things into yourself when you hold that. You're holding that you're beloved.
Can you say that again?
Mm-hmm. "Nothing can befall my beloved save that which profiteth her." Probably said him, but I was a her, so I changed it. It's probably not exactly the way it was in there, but it was for me, so it was a her. So not only are you seeding in, I mean, this bringing in love of self, acknowledgement of self, trust of self.
And would you say that, because that really resonated when you said seeding in, because also for me it's like, it's not like I have to find a solution to this. It's very liberating for me to think I'm just seeding possibilities.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
Yes.
And knowing, you know, yes. Like, and that feels like good, like as in, it takes that sort of weight off, and I just think, okay, I don't need to see this being
no,
you know, exactly. And I don't need to do stuff to make sure this. And I just need to set things in motion, or keep things in motion, and then the rest is out of my.
Yes, that's exactly what you do.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you do.
Yeah, I've suddenly got it. Just when you said that, I just. Really got it. I hope I remember next time.
You will. You took moments and you brought that in. I watched you do it. You've got it. It will come to you. So that combination of when we hold the belief that... So again, let's take this really literally. Anything that befalls me is for my benefit. It doesn't mean whatever happens to anybody else. They're all in charge of their stuff. So it doesn't mean that wars won't happen and we can go in and say, oh, how terrible that is, or whatever, we can do that. What I'm really talking about is what happens to me, what really comes into my environment, what's really touching me, what befalls me. can only be to my benefit. So when we start to believe that and know that, when you know that for yourself, I mean, I have taken that knowing and I have seeded it out into holding the earth the way that I hold it for myself. So I do also hold it that nothing can befall the beloved of Mother Earth save that which benefiteth her. I mean, when you get it, you can expand it out, but you really have to know it within yourself first. But when we do that, and I'll call that a thought, I'll call that our electric portion of creation. So we have a thought that nothing can happen to me save that it benefit me. And then we add to that that feeling, that emotion of being beloved. Nothing can befall my beloved. We've just added the magnetic portion to that. And you've just created your electromagnetic field, which is still a non-tangible piece. But that's the piece that when you bring that onto the earth plane, that's what attracts, that's what magnetizes to it that concept. So now you've just drawn to you that piece. And again, when we look at what you were saying from the seeding part, if we're looking to bring in, you know, a big change, that's the way to do it. I mean, that is so apparent on the earth plane, how seeds work and how they grow. And so planting a seed is easy to do. So we don't have to get it all. We don't have to create the oak tree. We can just plant. Yeah, I know how to plant a seed. That's fine. Step into my confidence on that one. And then as thoughts come later, we can choose to water it. It will grow by itself. It will do what it wants. But if there are moments when you do put attention on it, and you do say, yeah, that is still what I want, you continue it to water it just by putting that much attention on it. You don't have to do anything at all. There will come a point, as you have planted seeds, where you start to see the sapling come up. And really to be aware enough in those moments to either say, yeah, that is what I want, that's really cool, or say, actually, no, I don't want that one anymore, and pull it out while it's still sapling. Throw it away. Because you might be in a different place. You know, you might have moved on to a different platform by that point and said, yeah, this is actually not the direction that I'm going. Let's reweave it a bit. So we're not stuck with anything that we create. If it feels good in the moment, trust that it's right in the moment. And trust that when it needs to shift, you'll know how to shift it, because you will. And we don't have to know or understand anything behind this. We just have to follow these really simple in some way, but they take a lot of effort. You have to make the choice over and over again. Hold yourself steady while it's growing. Discern if that is really the way you want to go with it, but yeah. So I see a smile, and in my mind, I see my hands clapping. I feel like, are we complete?
Yes. Thanks everyone for listening.
That was mine. I felt like we're complete because I'm clapping. I'm learning. I'm learning to follow these things. You have to come 5 minutes. Is there anything that you would like more of before you leave? No. Okay. Feeling complete and happy?
Yeah.
And you know how to reach me if you ever need to?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. And how about you, dear Stas?
My best eyes. I'm good. I'm very tired, and it's interesting. I really felt the pull to come, and then as soon as I sat down here, I could feel myself going, oh, I need a nap.
Perfect.
I can feel myself like going, and maybe there's something about being back in the space that I was just in that was so intense, and being back in it, it's like there's a body memory that's going, oh yeah, that was tiring. But I am really good.
So you do know that you can be in this space and you can fall asleep. And you can get all of the energy very directly. Like, you don't have to be, your mental mind doesn't have to hear any of this. So yes, you can relax completely, and if that means closing your eyes and falling asleep, there's nothing wrong with that either. Really.
Somebody be talking about it.
Okay, if the snoring gets really loud, we might elbow you. But yes, sometimes it's just, and it could be that body memory. It could also be this self-care of putting yourself in a place where you can just relax and you don't have to think and you don't have to do anything, but this really just feeds the part of you that wanted to be fed when you said, oh, I need to be there. Might not be mental at all.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I'm listening to these women's stories and just moved by that level of trust, because as Sarah knows, and I haven't had the chance to share with you yet, that's just really been demonstrated to me clearly in losing the house that I thought I had, and that the Beltane fire that Sarah and I ran for our women's retreats, I put on 2 strong prayers, and within 24 hours they were like, there you go, literally. Okay. I was like, oh, but can I receive them? So my ego started going crazy. Because they're not of structures that I've previously known or have a relationship with. It's been surprising and unusual and all of that kind of stuff. But thankfully I have beautiful friends like Sarah who can just go on, what's your body saying? What's your heart saying? And they're just really open. But my attachment to having that house and finding stability was so strong, and having to let go, something else has come in that has made me go, now I know why I didn't get that house. I can't tell you how relieved I am not to have got that house. But 2 weeks ago, I was in bits going, what am I going to do? Where am I going to live? I wanted that house. That was my house. So I believe in what you're saying. And I believe, on some level, I always do believe that, you know, my higher conscious, okay, there's something, this or something better. But then in the moment, there's the disappointment and the sadness of, oh, but I thought that house was mine and I had these attachments forming to it. It's at the top end of town and it's nearer to where Sarah's new place is and blah, blah, blah. And yet, it's so clear to me right now, without the knowing of what that's going to look like, that it wasn't what was meant to happen. So I'm just watching my life unfolding in front of me going, and I had all these things started breaking at the same time. Like my brand new Apple Watch stopped working, and I was using that as my accountability for everything I was doing, and email things started breaking and other things started breaking, and then this sounds silly, but credit scores started going down and I didn't know why, and I was like, but I'm really attached to keeping that high because that's my professional standing and my personal integrity, and like it was just all came in at once in that space of a week, and so it felt scary because I wanted to grasp to the familiar, but I couldn't. So I just take a deep breath, and then somebody comes along and goes, "Hey, I've got this space, and you can come and live there. Oh, and by the way, it's free." I'm just going, what? Oh, and by the way, there's other things attached to it that are really beautiful that I'm not quite ready to share. But, you know, and it's a place that is the only other place that I've said, that's where I would like to be. And it's just been given to me. And, you know, and I can feel the parts that are, like, moving to be willing to let go of control, because the control mechanisms have come in to protect old parts that were once scared or traumatized, or it's important to know what I'm doing and how and where and when. And this complete surrender into like opening is just, it's new. And ultimately the seed of trust is not outside of myself, it's in myself. So that seed is in there.
Yep.
It's just like, okay, receive, don't attach to advanced projections and fears, and even then, as I see myself doing it, I'm going, oh, you don't need to do that, Steph, you don't know what's going to happen, and you've got the resources and the support and the friendship and everything else to call on that, should things not go the way you might like them to go?
Exactly.
I don't even know at the moment how I'd like it to go. It's just let it go. So yeah, I'm good.
Beautiful. Really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're
welcome. Okay. Is that your bottle?
That's your
bottle. Good eyes, Sarah. Thank you.
See you soon.
Lots of love.
Yeah. So those are my only two prayers. Intimacy, and I was so specific how I worded it. I let go of the house I thought I had to make way for the home that is coming to meet me. I let go of the love that I thought I had to make way for the deep intimacy that's rising to meet me. And that was it. And it was on this land, at this fire, that's been a huge part of my journey through my shamanic trainings at Earth Spirit and Beltane. And then it was like, have that. Whoa. Okay, maybe the universe really does want to delight me.
Maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Yeah. And it's the practice of surrender.
Mm. And as you said, receiving.
Receiving, yeah.
The receiving is a little bit different than surrendering.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, it is.
Mm. And receiving often causes a lot of stuff in the solar plexus belly area too.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm letting it, yeah. Mm. So my body is just feeling belly breathing. Just a breathing in and really consciously receiving, intentionally receiving, mm-hmm. intentionally saying maybe the universe really does want to just delight me. Mm-hmm. And how far can I take that? Or not, just
yeah,
just in the moment if you want. But yeah, then you can start to play with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel really grateful. Yeah, you can laugh and clap on this.
Oh yeah. Sometimes it's more appropriate than other times. Especially when everybody joins in, then you know it's good.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Yep, there's that breath again. Something about doing deep belly breaths.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's interesting because the only book that I've taken over to this place at the moment is called The Magic of Breathing.
Mm-hmm.
The only one book that is sitting there. I was like, that needs to come with me.
Yes. Yeah, I'll validate that with you, yeah. Not that you didn't already know because it's the only one that came, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really notice what we do.
Mm.
Like, notice what we do.
Mm.
Notice what we say. It gives us all of the clues. It gives us all of the information that we need.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I love this transition. I love what we're able to do. I love what's opening. I just think it's amazing.
Yeah.
How about you, dear Sarah?
I'm good.
Anything on your mind?
Yeah, I am actually really good and got...
Okay, so I'm clapping already.
Went to see our new house again this weekend, which was just so beautiful, so I love it even more and just praying for that to continue to move forward. But I'm feeling a bit frustrated as, like, listening to people and just what I'm sort of sat with at the moment, and, like, I feel... Gosh, I feel like a bit of tears coming up, actually. I feel sort of really ready for a shift in my work. And I feel like I've been stuck at this. Don't get me wrong, I love my work and there's some really great stuff. But I feel sort of stuck at this sort of plateau place that I've been at for quite a while now. And I'm just ready for, like, a quantum leap is what I feel like. I feel like there's this membrane waiting to be burst through. And I know part of it is me actually stepping out more and being visible, which is why I did my started my podcast and different things. So yeah, and just feeling this like frustration that I can feel what's possible, but just not getting there. And trying to relax and not, because I don't want to do it through hard work, because that would be the old me.
Yep, correct.
If I notice myself pushing, I'm pulling back from it. In fact, me and Graham, Graham's my partner, we have these jokes about how much we earn when we go for a nap. If we go for a nap and we get an email, and we're challenging ourselves to see how much we can do. So I really want it to happen in a different way, and I feel like the last couple of years has been really breaking down the parts of me that have just been about pushing and hard work and all those family values and all of that stuff, that just layers and layers of it. But I feel this like freshness and this like urgency and hunger, but in a really yummy, like bring it on way.
I love the bring it on way. Yeah. I do. Yeah, that's good.
And I've got that bring it on, and then I'll just be like, oh, I'm back here again. Just this sort of, and things are, there are things that are shifting, definitely. But yeah, it's this frustration I feel around it as well. So yeah. Which in Human Design is my hit signature as manifesting generators. Like frustration can be either you're not in alignment, or actually it can be you're on the breakthrough of something, and that's when people quit because they get frustrated, but actually hang on in there and something's going to shift. And it's like, is there something I'm not doing? Is there something I'm missing? And questioning myself and what I'm putting out there, and there's like a lot of shedding at the moment of like how I've done things, and trusting myself to move forward in a new way. But then also there's a little part of me that I've taught myself into things so many times over the years that like, am I really in integrity and truth with myself, or am I hiding somewhere because it suits me? So there's like bits of that going on as well. Nodding away.
Yeah, I get all of that, and I hear all of that, and I agree on both sides of what the frustration might be, because I know when I get frustrated, it's because I've wanted something for a long time and I haven't really made it happen yet. So like for me, when the frustration comes out, it's like, okay, it's time now. It's one of those things that I just, then it's time to stop surrendering for me at that moment and start saying, okay, I'm in, game in. And so, you know, I see several things. You are still clearing patterns out. You are still clearing old stuff out. And you're being really careful to not create the new from the old. Yeah. So you're not cross-contaminating, which is, I think it's really important in this transition that we're in, to be discerning which pieces we bring forward with us. Because it's not like we're throwing everything out from our past. We're not. We're bringing a whole bunch forward with us. But there are pieces that we don't want to bring through. And I really think that we're being very discerning in how we're doing it. So notice that you're being discerning. Notice that you're doing it exactly how you want to be doing it. And there are linear things sometimes that need to be in place. It's sometimes like when it has to do with work, because that is probably involving other people. So sometimes our time frame is, we've got our work done and we're actually ready to go, but it's not opening yet because those who are meeting us to do it, you know, are half a step away yet. And we need to just hold on because they're coming. So sometimes it's just be really patient while you're in the frustration. And it's always, always a knowing that you're in the right place and you can't do it wrong. So when things come up with you, it's like, yeah, look at them. You know, look at them, you know. But if you're really asking the question, is there anything that I should be doing, could be doing different, and you're not getting an answer, there's nothing that you need to be doing. And it really is a, you know, some people like to find busy work and find something else to keep them occupied until that particular piece opens. Some people like to just relax and do nothing.
Take a nap.
And enjoy a nap. Smell the roses. Keep asking the question, is there a step to take? Mm-hmm. Keep holding that hunger and watering the seed of that hunger because it's yummy and because that's what you want and you know you want it. It's keep holding on to the where you're going, even if it feels like there's nothing to, if it feels like there's nothing to do in the moment, it's because there's nothing to do in the moment. It really is what it is. When those things come up, you know, I tend to still look at them and see if there's any value in them. But really, if I don't see any value in them, I don't second guess myself.
See any value in?
The questioning, the doubts that come up. Is there something I'm missing?
Yeah.
Because it's not really a helpful question in some ways, but when it comes up, I often honor it. Okay, I'll go look. I'll be curious. Am I missing anything? And, you know, set out the command, set out the direction. If I'm missing anything, make it really obvious to me. And then when you get the answer, make sure you follow it and don't need somebody else to validate it. Because when it's really obvious to you, it might have no meaning to anybody else. So when you ask for that and you get the answer that you know it, allow that to be your validation. And if you really don't get anything, I mean, to me, when we're in the space where it's a yes and things are opening and doors are opening, like, we're all good at going through yes doors if we can receive them properly. and it's the same thing if we get absolute no's. You know, we understand the no's. It's that in-between pieces where it doesn't matter so much, where it's just that we're living our life and we're holding our space and... You know, practice being the person that you want to be. Practice being in the energy that you want to be. Practice holding the vibration that you want to, that you see yourself living from in this new job that you're doing. Another piece that I was seeing was it's time for me to consciously weave perfection and ease into this group and make it fully available to everyone. Perfection and ease is a vibration that I brought through years ago and is powerful and has such joy woven into it. So we can play with that a little bit and how to use that. So when you are calling in something new and you don't quite know how to do it, don't quite know what it looks like, you don't quite know what you're reaching for, when you can consciously weave perfection and ease into it landing for you, it will land with perfection and ease. And when it does, you'll see it. And it will. If it doesn't make you laugh, you'll have to let me know, because it makes me laugh every single time. It's like, it's such a joy. If I don't weave another word, because I work in triads a lot when I work with words, and if I don't weave a third word into perfection and ease, joy is the one that always pops up. It's the default as it's been created. So that's one that I will find a way to start bringing that through, because I know that that's something that doesn't always just land with the words, because there's so many connotations around perfection in particular, but even ease is one that has different levels of it. So the way that I've woven that one together, I was just feeling that that combination would help you in what you're doing. And the other piece I was feeling is I feel you and I doing something at some point. Maybe you and I having some sessions and talking will allow something to birth quicker through you that may or may not have anything to do with me, but I do feel like there's more that can come from us as well.
Yeah.
So I will offer that as well if that feels right.
Thank you.
Because if it's ready to be birthed, sometimes you just need a midwife. Sometimes we're frustrated because it's ready to be birthed and we don't quite know how to bring it through.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I think there's truth to that one. As I said that, I could feel that one.
Yeah, no, I can feel that one. Thank you.
So maybe together we can see how to birth it. Because it... So that one's sitting like in my heart space.
Oh, it's making me cry.
Yep. I feel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, it certainly is going to be my pleasure if you take me up on it. So. And sometimes I know, like, I see what's going on between us. Like, my eyes aren't letting go yet. There's something that you are receiving in this moment as well.
Okay.
So again, it might end up being that it doesn't need to be with me more physically than what you're actually receiving in this moment. Mm-hmm. I'd be happier if you did come play more, but you'll know. It'll feel right or it won't. I mean, go with really what's right for you.
Yeah.
But know that you're receiving what you need right now. And there is joy, 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 joy down in our hearts.
Can I just say that when you were talking, I got like a block feeling in my throat, which could be totally mine, but I just offer it out because I just felt like I needed to say that.
Thank you.
I don't really know what it's about, but I just started feeling like I could dance a block. Anyway,
no, part of this is me getting out to the world and speaking.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, so there's definitely something there.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the validation.
Thanks for sharing. Thank you.
And with that, I will bring us to a close. If we all feel complete yet, more to say, good.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And thank you, Kate, for speaking there well, too. I think it's really important that we do that, really trusting ourselves. Okay? Beautiful? Thank you, everyone, for a beautiful session we have had.